Next presentation will be given by Mr. Shima Hiroyuki of Osaka Food Corporation, Product Department, Plant-Based Food Business Director on Zero Meat and its business strategy. Thank you very much. I would like to discuss the business strategy of Zero Meat of Otsuka Foods. First, this slide shows the contributions Zero Meat can make and the background of its product development. We usually say three Kos, meaning Kenko, Jinko, Eko, which respectively means health, population, and ecology. In other words, it has three pillars of health, food issues, and environmental preservation. By promoting Zero Meat business, we hope to provide solutions to the issues faced by three areas of food. And that is how we started this business. Now, this slide discusses how Zero Meat aspires to contribute to the issues of food, population, and ecosystem preservation. There is another factor that has contributed to the start of this business. As you can see, you see the world map on this slide. We do have plant-based business outposts in Japan, in North America, and in Europe. Leftmost area of the map, you can see Nutrition et Santé in France. This is a company that uses soybeans to manufacture Salisbury steak and nuggets and other food items. Rightmost portion of the slide shows you the location of Daiya Foods in Canada. Daiya Foods manufacture ice cream that does not use milk, yogurt, pizza, dressing that do not use milk are being manufactured by Daiya Foods in Canada. At the center is Otsuka Foods. Without using milk, we provide soy milk that use whole soybeans, and also we produce Salisbury steak patties and other Zero Meat products such as sausages and hams. In Europe, in Japan, and in North America, we have been rolling out Zero Meat business. We are hoping to achieve marketing as well as business synergies by rolling out these businesses across the world. Now, as I just said, Otsuka Foods are rolling out this business with outposts in Europe, North America, and Japan. And Zero Meat and Marugoto Daizu, or whole soybean milk, are main products that we manufacture. And let me discuss a bit more in detail about this beverage. The brand product name is Sugoi Daizu, or amazing soybeans, that uses whole soybeans. So what is wonderful about this product, and how can we make a difference in society? This soy milk uses whole soybeans, meaning the business does not produce food waste. And because it uses whole soybeans, it is superior in terms of nutritional value. And this is the positioning map. Nutritionally and environmentally, the product is superior. This uses whole soybeans rather than the soybeans without pulps. And across the company group that covers developments from 2002 to date, as you can see, soybean-based products have been developed by Otsuka, starting off from Sugoi Daizu, amazing soy milk, soy-based beverage, and Soy Joy, a soybean-based bars. And in 2018, 19, and 2020, we rolled out Zero Meats, first starting off with Salisbury patty, sausages, and hams. We renewed some of these products on a shorter cycle as well. With three axes of business across the world and with a wide-ranging soybean-based products, we have been developing the market of soybean-based food products. Now, let's discuss soybean-derived protein alternatives or soybean meat. This slide is based on the innovator theory, a famous theory in the marketing studies. Put simply, in the society, there are lots of trends and steps products and items needs to take for wider penetration in the market. It starts from the left to right. First, innovators and early adapters first tries the new and emerging products, to be followed by the early majority in the later phase. And this is the process of an emergence of a new trend. But as our surveys show, the red portion in the bar chart says that almost 5% are repeater purchasers of soybean meat. And pink portion are the ones who have tried but not repeated the purchase. And yellow portion are the people who are aware of the existence but have not tried soybean-based meat. What we can surmise from this bar is that more than majority of the people have heard of the product, but only 15% have in fact tried the new products. This means that it is the blue ocean for Zero Meat. They will start consuming Zero Meat. So we are on the brink of an explosive expansion of this market. Now, against this backdrop, we are about to witness an explosive expansion of this product category. And now I would like to briefly discuss the basic strategy of Osaka Foods in this business segment. There are seven elements around our strategy, including but not limited to Zero Meat, aroma, taste, and texture are the three elements that are very important for a food item to be popular. Flavor, taste, and texture in the mouth are directly linked to the level of satisfaction by the consumer. And texture and taste and our secret sauce in these two areas are something that I would now like to discuss. First, our secret of our food texture. Our Zero Meat is very popular and consumers like the taste very much. For the following reasons, we have produced a product through the process of reverse engineering. By that we mean We use the same procedure of reverse engineering when it comes to industrial manufacturing, be it a cell phone or other machines. Scientifically, you have a microscopic view of a product and try to reproduce what have been observed. And that is what we call by reverse engineering. As you can see in this slide, suppose that we are manufacturing a hamburger patty. First, we microscopically study the cross-sectional dimension of a patty. And then you can see that the grains, if you will, of the ground meat are not even. And then take a look at conventional alternative meat based on soybean. As you can see, the size of the chunks are rather even. And then please take a look at the rightmost picture that shows a microscopic view of our new product of zero meat. You can see that the ground meat chunks are uneven in terms of the grain sizes. And we have reproduced those unevenness in our zero meat products. By doing so, we have been able to achieve the texture in the mouth that is beyond explanation. Now that I have covered the secret in our delicious texture in the mouth, I would now like to talk about the savory taste of our product. Blue Line is the characteristics of the taste or savory taste. An orange represents that of beef patties, and redder line representing the taste of ground pork and beef mix. As you can see, they are quite similar in terms of accentuation. Palmitate, stearic acid, oleic acid, and linoleic acid are the ones that are edgy, if you will, just as the case with real meat. This has allowed our zero meat to attain a level of satisfactory savory taste, just as if you would be having real meat. Another factor, vertical axis is blinded, but from left to right, zero meat older version all the way to the renewed zero meat, second from the left, and rightmost green bar represents the high-end hamburger patty, meat, ground meat patties. What I want to say with this slide is that through renewals, our zero meat product have got closer to that of a high-end hamburger patties in terms of the chewiness or the texture in the mouth. So through the successful reverse engineering, we have been achieve the savory taste and texture of the patty. And the strength of our zero meat is not limited to these factors. Not only they are delicious, but also they are strong with their brand marks. All the product we manufacture bears the brand seal of zero meat. As I will be discussing later, we sell our product in retail stores, but also to food and beverage operators, be it restaurants or food or bento manufacturers. So we have multiple sales channels, delicious, branded, and ubiquitous are the strength of our products. These three factors are in fact our strength in our zero meat business. And these are the factors contributing to the business's success. Now let's talk about restaurant business. In a family restaurant such as Denny's, in May and September this year, Denny's have handled a collaboration menu of zero meat power salad, especially in Tokyo metropolitan area and Kanto area. Almost 45 Denny's restaurants are offering this menu, so please do try it out. So it is a combination of salad with zero meat. So these are vegetarian menu that are very delicious. So please do try it out. And on this slide are 8 products. Supermarkets are selling in their bento boxes or sandwich products or menu items in restaurants. A wide range of our business partners are offering these menus for the end consumers. Please do try them out as well. And this is my very last slide. Otsuka Food has been working on our zero meat product for years. And this daizu meat or soybean based meat, in order to make it more useful for consumers, we are currently working with the Ministry of Agriculture to formulate the JAS labeling of quality standard. Through the JAS standard, it will become easier for consumers to pick a right product for them, as well as to push the momentum across the soybean industry as well. With this, I would now like to conclude the presentation on the business strategy of Zero Meat by Otsuka Foods. Thank you very much for your close attention. Thank you very much, Mr. Shima.